Okay, let's get into Gittin Daf Nun Zion. Again, these dafim are jam-packed. There's so much here. Last daf we had was Ten Liyavne V'Chachameha, and today we continue with the discussions relating to what we actually had at the beginning of the sugya back on Nun Hayam Abeis, where the Gemara said there were three events that led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. We already discussed that. Tarnagolta is going to come up today, and Ashaka Derispak is also going to come up today. Keep in mind that there are a number of Gemaras that talk about the Churban Abayis, the Gemara in Yuma Daftes, that the first base of English was destroyed for the big three Averas, and the second base of English was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. That's one Gemara. The Gemara in Adar and Pei Aleph about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila, and in Gemara in Bamitzia that discusses it was destroyed because they judged each other Din Torah. They didn't judge Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. So this is another Gemara. So a lot of the Gemaras, meaning there was many ingredients that led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So now we continue with the stories relating to Titus. Nun Vav Amabeis, four lines from the bottom. Uncleus bar Clonicus. Right, this is Uncleus Pashas, right? This is the Gemara, the first Gemara about Uncleus. The second Gemara about Uncleus is the Gemara of Odizara, Daf Yud Aleph, where Uncleus has already converted, and the Caesar sends to him because he tries to get him, convert him back, and he sends to him a group of soldiers, and they talk to him and learning, and they are convinced to become Jewish themselves. And the second time, he plays a trick, don't talk to them and learning. He was just talking to them about life, about the army, and he also convinces them about Kodesh Baruch, who is great. And the last time when he points up to the mezuzah, right, this is a mezuzah Gemara, and he shows that Kadosh Baruch Hu stays on the outside, Hashem Yishmar Tzitzcha V'Echa Metav Adolam, they all convert and the Caesar gave up. But this Gemara that we're about to have is the Gemara before he converted, when he's trying to figure out whether he's going to become Jewish. So Uncle is Bar Clunicus, Bar Achse de Titus Ave. He was a nephew of Titus. Boy Legiura, he wanted to convert, so Azal Askila Titus Benegida, he went and brought Titus up Benegida. See what it says on the side? Bekishuf. He brought him up with some type of bringing back up from the dead, like we know by Shaul HaMelech. He brought Shmuel back, so he brings him up. And this was before he became Jewish, so he might not have, he wasn't commanded. Not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So he brought him up. So Amarle, he says to him, Man Chashabahu Alma, Titus, which this whole Gemara was about. Who is considered important in Chashav in the next world? Amarle Yisrael, Am Yisrael, or Chashav. Ma Litbuke Bahu. Should I become Jewish? Should I have Dveikus with them? Right? Should I be Nichnas Nachas Kanfei Ashchina? Amarle Milayu Nefishin. There are a lot of laws. There are things are many. There are a lot of mitzvahs. I don't know if you can handle it. You can't. And that's exactly, interestingly, what we tell a ger when he wants to convert. Zil igri bahu bahu alma. But rather, says Titus, go cause problems for them. Igri bahu, right? Incite them in olam hazeh, v'havis resha, and then you'll end up being a rosh. You'll end up getting a lot of covet. Dechsev, as the pasuk says in Eicha, hayut sareha l'rosh. The enemies of Am Yisrael were the rosh, were the heads of Kawai, Gomer, Kalamitzar, Li Yisrael, Naaseh Rosh. Whoever causes Saras or Klal Yisrael becomes rosh, becomes very important. Why? So if you see on the side, right, it's quoted Tosfos and Chagiga, Klomar, Kodam Shemitzar Lam Naaseh Rosh, Shelo Yomru Biat Uma Shvela Masar Es Banav. Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu's people, us, we have to be given over in the hands of an Uma, so Hashem brings up that Uma. So at least it's not as embarrassing for us that we are defeated, we are conquered by a lowly people, so that's why our enemies always go up. So Titus says, go, you know, attack them, because then you'll get a lot of power. Amarle, Uncleus continues and says, Dine dehu gaver b'mai, nu, what's going on with you in that world? What's your din? Amarle, b'mai depasik anavshe, right? Exactly what I was posting on myself. Remember when I said at the end of yesterday's daf, I said, I hope, that he says, after I die, you should burn me and spread me over the seven seas so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be able to find me. But that's exactly what happened, says Titus. Kol yoma michnashi lei lekitme, every day they bring my ashes together. V'daini lei, and they judge me again. V'kalu lei, and then they burn it. U'mavadri ashev yame, and then they spread me out over the seven seas. The Har Tzvi, or Tzvi Pesach in a tshuva, a big discussion in the postgame, discuss the Chi of Kvura four ashes. Rachmana Litzlan, he was asked in Yoredeya Simon Reish Ayin Hey. Kfuras Efer Akadoshim Machanas Hashmada. The death camps and from the concentration camps of ashes, is there a chiyiv burial? Al Odo Shinish Alti, Mishchiyiv Mitzvah Likbar Efer Akadoshim Hamishlachin Kedoman Apre Adama. He says, of course, nearly Pashudu Barur, the Vada Ika Mitzvah Vachiyiv Akach, 100%. Umasha Matsino Defer and Israfim Shiny, Mishakehaguf Kayam. What's the only difference between a body and a burned body? Hula inyan shalom tame umuta lakonim lihi tamos lahem. Maybe in term of tumas ohel or tumas aguf, there could be a difference because that's not a mace anymore. Aval tzrichim shaper kfura mikami tamim, but there are a number of reasons why there will be a chiva kfura. Reishis bipaz zesh asurim bahana. Number one, a mace is asur bahana even if he's not in the form of a mace anymore. Rachmana litzlan. The kolanik barinch and nisrifu asur bahana. The Cheni looks, it says, look in the Pischei Tshuva about this. He says, for a number of reasons, yes, maybe some of the bones wouldn't be buried, wouldn't be burned, so they don't have a chiyuv kvura. But then in the last paragraph, he says, v'odzos, yesh mitzvah b'kvuras eifron esrafim, mishum kavad achayim, v'gam mishum kavad amesim. He says, v'zeche ladavar, it's not a raya, but a zeche ladavar, shagam al eifron hames, chal inyin, Shamayim v'kapara, right? Matzino begitin davnun zayin Titus. So you see, Titus's ashes are getting judged. You see, there's something there. The Heftza still is a representative of the person, and therefore the Efer still has a chiyuv of kvura. So he learns out a halacha issue from our Gemara right here. So that's first. Uncleus tries to ask Titus, and Titus gives his answer. Next, he brings up someone else. Azal, third line. Aske le Bilam ben Agida. He brings up Bilam through Kishuf. Amarle, man chashiv ahu alma. Who's chashiv? Amarle Yisrael. They always say, who are chashiv in the next world? Am Yisrael. Ma'u li itzbuke behu. Should I become Jewish? Amarle, Bilam says, same. Lo sidro shlomam v'tovasam kol hayamim. Borrowing a pasuk from Kiseitse. Right, he says that no, don't. Where this is about what we're supposed to do with one of the other nations. But Bilam uses this to say no, don't. Amarle, deni dahu gav rebemai. Bilam, what are you up to? Amarle, b'shechva zera rosachas. I'm judged every day in burning, roasting, shechva zera. Semen, why? So, as Rashi quotes here, Mida keneged Mida, Shebeitza so, his chila am l'znosel, but osmoav, he was machti am Yisrael through znus, so he's judged through a chefza of znus. That is number two, Mida keneged Mida. Before we do the third one, it's unbelievable, Rav Dessler points out, these Bilam and Titus, they were already in the Olam HaEmes. How could they give advice about you should be against the Jews? They ask, who is Chashev there? They say, Am Yisrael is Chashev here. But they still are so stubborn. You could be so stubborn in the Olam HaEmes to still give that type of advice. It's unbelievable. So if you look in the end of the first volume of Michtam Elio, he has a piece there on Gehenim. Page 296, it starts. But there he says, Al Pirish Inyan Zeh, Behu Mafil, it's very scary. Vayesh Ba Mursar Nora, Tzarech Ladash, Ha Gehenim Einenu Misakein, Einenu Melamedes Atov Klal. Gehenim does not teach the souls good. Doesn't teach you new lessons. Ha Gehenim Mechala Es Hara. The Gehenim, however long we have to be in Gehenim, and then we go out, and then we're Mitukan. But while in Gehenim, we're not taught anything good. We're just, the Ra from amongst our souls is removed. The Chosman Sheish Adayin Bahem and Ra, Shetzarech Lachaloso, Adayin Hu Imahem. And as long as the Ra is still there, and it's not destroyed yet, so it's still with them. V'im Gam Chelek Omiksas, Avol Yeshna Besocham, V'yesh Alma Deshikra, V'alma Dekshot. There's the ultimate world, and the truthful world, and the Sheker world. V'sovrim B'nei Adam, says Rav Dessler. People think, Ki La'achar Misa He Memelu Miyad Ba'alma Dekshot. We're totally in the Alma Dekshot, the world of truth. Avol Ashkavam Mutesi, he says it's not true. Gehenim, you still are influenced by who you are during your lifetime. L'fizek, Kozman Sheish benefesh min ara asher zakuk gehenim lachaloso hinei anefesh ahi adayin ba'alma deshikra. You're still partially. Gehenim is also alma deshikra. It's not Gan Eden. It's not Olam Haba. And that's why the Gemara Baba Basra, Dafayin Dalet, quotes Rabbi Baruch Hanna walked by the crack in the desert, and he hears the people who got swallowed up by Korach screaming out, Moshe emes v'saraso emes. And the question is, if they knew that, so what are they doing in Gehenim? Right, it says they got a special place in Gehenna, a high place. So what are they in Gehenna for if they Moshe Emes, it's the Olam Emes? The answer is because it's not that they really believe it totally 100% yet. No, they're getting there, but it's still not there. And that's why he says, it's just the safava lachutz, so to speak. And that's why he quotes our Gemara. The chenkesh shal unkelis, as Titus, as Bilam. What they both answer? Yeah, they're chashev. Yeah, they know it, but they still can't come to terms with it fully. They still have ra in them. That's why Ya'atsu shal lizdabek b'Yisrael ala adrab ala hatzer lahem. Avche yadu ha'emes, it's hard for them. They're affected. They're mushpa. They are who they were during the world, and they can't give differences at that point. Unbelievable. So that's number two. And number three, the third person or people that Unkelis raises up, Azal Aske Benegida Laposhe Yisrael. He brings up some people who are negligent Jews from Gehenim. Amarle Man Chashav Hu Am Hus Chashav Amarle Yisrael. Maalid Buke Behush. I become Jewish. Amarle Sure. Tovasam Drosh. Rasam Lo Tidrosh. Yes, only they're good, not they're bad. Kolonogea Bohen Kilonogea Bibibas Eino. If you go against the Jews, you're going against the pupil of his eye. What does that mean? It might be God's eye, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. What about you? Doesn't say a name here. Maybe because it's a Jew, right? Who? What's your din? Amalei b'tsoa rosachas. Again, in burning tsoa. To Amar Mar, kol amalei galderecha chabim nidon b'tsoa rosachas. Right? You're going to be judged in that. Why? Because if a person makes the words of the rabbis, people make fun of the divrei rabbanon, and they make that something that people step on and disgusting in people's eyes. So that's what the judgment is going to be. Mida keneged mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu is dakas. Specifically, Mida Kenegan Mida is what we're going to get. Tachazi Mabe Poshe Yisrael at Viyum Olam Ovdi Avodah Zarah. And you see the difference. Even Poshe Yisrael, but they're Yisrael, and they still give advice to be good to the Jews. Umos Olam, even the Neviim, even the greatest, Gibilam, he still can't come to terms with it. Look at the Maharal. Maharal here, beautifully, a number. You can't learn all of these dafim. The Maharal, the Marsha, the Ben Yehoyada, all of the major players in Agadata. Right? Those are the major players, really. The Marsha in the back, and the Ein Yaakov, all the Mefarshim, and the Maharal, and the Ben Yehoyada, the big four on Agadata, they play a major role here. So the Maharal here says, what are the three? What are the three people that were raised up? So he suggests, Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Right, you have the three major sins, and those were the three. Titus obviously is connected to Shvichas Damim, and Bilam is connected to Gili Arayis, and maybe this last one doesn't say what Avera, just says Poshe Yisrael. That's connected to Avodah Zarah. That is the suggestion of the Maharal. But we continue now. Last line, Tanya, second wide line, Amar Balazar, Bo Re'e Kama Gedola Kocha Shel Busha. So you see the power of Busha, of embarrassing someone. Shari Siyah Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa was embarrassed, and Pashtus, naturally, he shouldn't have been able to cause such a major event, the Churban Abayis, or some others say, the rabbi should have said something. Why didn't they stand up? Right, it's very strange. They were quiet. There must have been Yad Hashem behind this, but it was because Bar Kamsa was embarrassed. Kocha Shabusha Shari Siyak Adish Baruch was Bar Kamsa. The Hecher of his base of Asaraf Zechalo. That's what happened because of this whole story. Led to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. If you remember, the Gemara tells us in Sota, right, Noach Lo LaAdam. Better for a person to be thrown into the Kivshon HaEish rather than to embarrass somebody in public. You know that from Tamar, who didn't embarrass Yehuda. She just said, Haker Na. And eventually he did shuv, and he did recognize. But remember Tosfos there. Tosfos asked the amazing question, Yud Amabez and Sota. Right? If it's better to give your life, so then why isn't it one of the big three? Right, v'hadlo chashiv b'hadi gimel averos shein odu b'fnei pikuach nefesh avodas kochavim gili arayis v'shvichas damim. The Gemara here says, look what busha caused, embarrassing someone caused. So why isn't it on the list? Says Tosfos mishum da averos halbanas panim eina mufureshes patora v'lo nakad el averos hamufurashos. You're right. Sounds like from Tosfos, it should be on the list, but it only lists things that are mefurish b'Torah, not things that are learned out as a ke'ilu ritzicha. But that's unbelievable. Tosfos takes it seriously, right? Embarrassing, right? The other poskim talk about it, but they don't really take it as seriously, right? Are you mechalal Shabbos to save somebody from embarrassment? I don't think anybody would say that, even though you're mechalal Shabbos to save somebody's life, and embarrassing them is like killing them, but nobody's going to say that you're mechalal Shabbos. What if there is a Kohen, right, the post can discuss, if there's a Kohen who habitually embarrasses people, so can he duchen? obviously there's a problem with his ba'ahava, but even if just once, even just once, a rotzeach, even just once, cannot duchen. So what about somebody, a kohen, who embarrasses in public? Can he duchen? Can he be no se kapayim? So again, that's the relationship of busha to actual ritzicha, but the Gemara here says you see the power of busha, bad busha. Good busha is a good thing, right? For somebody themselves to be a mitbayesh, right? We learned that at Har Sinai. The Gemara in Yevamos, the three midos of a Jew, rachmanim, baishonim, v'gom lechasadim. But that's only on the receiving end, regarding the person themselves. Here, it's about the giving end, kama gedola kocha shel busha, look what it cost. So this is all, number one, the longest one here discussed in this daf. It's a whole daf nun vav, and that's kamsa and bar kamsa. What's the next one on the list? Tarnagola v'tarnagolta. So here we go. Hatarnagola vatarnagolta, Chorav Turmalka. Turmalka, a specific mountain was destroyed because of a rooster and a hen. Tavi Nihigi, because this was the minog. Kami Mafki, Chasan of a Kalasa, whenever they went out to a wedding, a Chasan and Kala. Mafki Kamayu, Tarnagola vatarnagolta. They had a chicken and a rooster and a hen, going before them, walking before them as a Simon Tov, Klomar. Pru Urevu Katanagolam. Chickens are known as that for that, and therefore we wanted it as a Simon Tov. We have them going before the Chasan and Kala. Yomachar Avik Achol of Gundi Diramoi, one time when they were going out to do a wedding, and the chicken and the rooster were there. There was a Roman legion going across Shaklinu Minayu, and they took the chickens. Naflu Alayu Machunu, and the Jews attacked them and hit them and smote them. Not a good idea. Asu Amri Lele Kesar, Modu B'chol Yehu dies. They went to tell the Kesar that the Jews were rebelling, Asa Alayu, and therefore he came to start attacking them. Says the Ben Yehoyada, before we even continue the story, Ben Yehoyada here says, once I see this Gemara, I understand the Minog here in Baghdad. Nira Mikan Usharash Minag Ibeno Baghdad. Shemolichin im hakala. What was the minag? Shemolichin im hakala kishatelech lebeis bailo. When the kala goes to her husband's house, belala chupa, when they go, what they have in the yichur room, or what they have in the apartment, tarnagova, tarnagolas, shchutin shlukin, cooked chicken. Cooked and checked the chicken, right? Not live ones, like in the days of the Gemara, but they had cooked chicken. V'yachasan ashi yikanes l'cheder akala lavo aleha. And that night, when the chasa came to the kala, kodem akol lokeach rosh atarnagol v'toy mimenu. First, he had a piece of chicken. When they get back to the apartment, v'nosin rosh atarnagolas l'kala l'toy mimenu. And he gives her a piece of chicken. Where does that minah come from? V'nireh says a ben yoyad, it's based on our Gemara. Ki minag zeh nimshach mi minag denokit agamara kan. It must come from here. Diacha shirosh yatsa takala mizeh. They don't do the live chickens anymore, because you see what it led to. It led to takala. Tiknu levatel minag. They got rid of it. Achlo bitlu oso lagamre. They didn't get rid of it totally. Ki asu shayolichu osam shchutim vushlukin. Chicken and cooked. Vagam kein taima de tu mishim paravu katana golem. Ke nira al harov. Velachain ein lilog al minag yirenu. Don't make fun, don't scoff at this minog, says the Ben Yoyada. In the next piece, he also says, why chickens? If what's the symbol of Puravu? Fish. Puravu is a special bracha. Bracha bedagim, the Gemara says in the first parak in Ksubis. The dagim had a special Puravu. Right? So why dafka do you use chickens and not fish? So says the Ben Yoyada, you want to use something alive. Right? If you wave the chicken, the fish, in front of the Kasa Kala, they're not in water anymore. They're not going to be alive too long. The Nira Libisyata Deshmaya, the Haim, Ratsu, Lasos, Asimin, Vibrios, Shem Odam Chayim, Ubidagam Yashal, Lasos, Bodam Chayim, Dadagam, Kasho, Siam, and Amaya, Mesim. And therefore, that's why they use chickens. And then he quotes, why Dafka chickens? Why not any other kind of animal? Or any other kind of bird? So he quotes from Chazal. The Gemara says, we learn a Midah Tova from a chicken. Dimifayes V'achar Kach Boel. First, the male chicken gets the female chicken relaxed and focused on the maisabia that's going to take place. And then he's boiler. That's why he used the chickens, lermos, before the first night. Lermos lachasan shiyasa kemaisa tarnagol im tarnagola shiyafayes v'yakach yivol, as Chazal say, kach yizayim ishto tamid kol hayamim. That's the best instructions that we could give a chasan and kala before their wedding night. So that is the Ben Yoyada right here. So because they took and they took the chickens and the Roman legions, the Caesar heard about it and the Caesar came and started going up and attacking the Jews. So back to the Gemara. Havibu hahu bar deroma. There was a certain man from the south. Tavi kafitz mila. He was able to jump a tremendous amount. Kafitz mila. He was able to jump a mil. A lot. The Katabu, and he would kill a Roman and then jump away. Kill a Roman and jump away. Shakli Kesar, the Caesar, realized this. He's like, what's happening here? Shakli Kesar Latage, he takes off his crown. The Osvea Ara, and puts it on the ground. Amr, and he davens. Ribone dira amakule. Ribone shalolam. Inicha lacha. If it's good to you, lo tibsre lahu gavra. Don't give me. Lidide to this guy, this jumper, ulamalchuse, biyadi dechad gavra. I can't believe I'm going to lose because of this one person. Please, please. So he davens. But the pasha says that he davens to be mevatel, which is such a contrast, because the next line is going to say that this guy from the south didn't daven. Achshale pume labar daroma. The southerner's mouth tripped him up. The Amar, because he said, "Halo, halo, ato Elokim zanachtanu. Hashem has left us. Lo teisi Elokim betzivaseinu. Hashem is not going out." So he boasted that he doesn't need Hashem. Right? I can do it myself. Right, I can do it myself, I don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, David Nami Amar Hafi. He's quoting Tehillim. Right, so what do you mean? He's doing it himself. David said it. David Atzmuye Kamatame. David said it as a question. Rhetorical. Can I do it? Hatala Kimzanachtanu, Hashem has left us? No, Hashem has never left us. He said it as a rhetorical, but this person from the south said it as a statement. So the irony that the Caesar is davening and this Yehudi is not davening, and that led to his downfall. Also, why putting the crown on the floor? The Ben Yoyada also says, maybe he's saying that, oh, if you want, if there's a gzera that I should lose the malchus, so let this be a ke'ilu. Ke'ilu, the crown was taken away from me, just by putting it on the ground. Right, we had something earlier, if you remember, similar on Daf Lamed Hey. We had back where a woman gave a curse to one of the rabbis who was being difficult, and what they do? Afchua l'kursei. Right, and she said, your chair should be overturned. And that they did that, to try to overturn his chair. It didn't work totally, right? He still got sick. If you remember the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey. So maybe that's what happened here as well. But what happened right after this, Ola Beis Akise, the southerner, went into the bathroom. Asa Darkona, Shamti Lekarkisha, V'doch Rafshi, a snake came and bit him, and he died, and that was it. Omar, but the Caesar then said to himself, oh, v'swachesh li nisa, if such an ace happened, that this guy just went, right after I dive and this happened, hazim nash eshpakinu, no, I'm going to leave the Jews alone. That ace happened, I have thanks to the king of the world. So, shavkinu v'adli left. Is Dakar, the Jews were so happy, they started jumping around, v'achlu v'shasli, they start partying, v'yadliku shargin, they lit so many lights, ad ischazi bilonya de gushpanka berichut mila. Until you were able to see the design on a stamp, on a signet ring, a mil away. It was so bright. There was such a humongous party going on. Right? Instead of davening, instead of like extra learning and praising, no, they were just partying out of control. Oh my, the Caesar sees it from afar and says, Mechti chadi biyudai. The Jews are being happy about me? Meaning it's like celebrating that I couldn't do it? Hadar asa alayos, he went back. And he went back to kill them. He went back to Tur Malka. He went back to this Har HaMelech. And now we talk about this mountain. What happened when he came back? Amar Abasi, Tlas Mea Alfi Shlifi, Saifa, 300,000 carriers of swords. Ailulu Tur Malka went onto Tur Malka, Vakatluba, Tlasa Yomi Vitlasa Leil Vasa. And they killed there for 3 days, 3 nights. Ubahar Gisa. And on the other side of the mountain, it was such a big area. The other side of the mountain, Hilule Vechinki. They were dancing. Vavi Yadi Ani Bahani. Right? They didn't even know what was happening to the other parts of the other Jews on the other side. Bil Hashem, Velo Chamal, next Pasaganecha. Hashem swallowed. Velo Chamal, Denevrachmanis. Hashem destroyed. Velo Chamal, Alko, Eskol Noos Yaakov. So what is that referring to? Ki yasa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan, elu shishim ribo ayaros, these were the thousands of cities, shohayil oliyane amelech par amelech, that he had on Har Amelech, this Tur Malka. Damar v'yudamar vasi, shishim ribo ayaros, that's a lot, 600,000 cities, hayil oliyane amelech par amelech. Maybe it's an exaggeration, but it means a ton of people. V'kalachas v'achas hayibakiyot in Mitzrayim, each one, we had as many people as the went out of Mitzrayim, chutz bishalosh, except for three that were super huge. Shoyibon kiflayim ki yotzi Mitzrayim. The double. The elu hein, what are the three that were double? Kfar bish, kfar shechlayim, kfar dechraya. Those three. Why were they each called that name? Kfar bish, delo yavi besa lo ushpiza. They wouldn't give anybody, they wouldn't do achras azarchim. Well, bish is bad. They wouldn't do Achlas Azarchim, the Mida of a Jew. The Mida of the first Jew, Avram Avinu, Achlas Azarchim. That Mida they wouldn't do. like stone. Kfar Shechlayim, Shehaisa Panasasan min Shechlayim. Shechlayim means they all had a very lowly Parnasa. They had to sell cress. Kfar Dechraya, Dechraya is from the word Zachar, men, males. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shayim Nishosein, Yoldo, Zacharim Tchila, Vyoldo Snekeva Bachrona. Nobody ever had girls first. Nobody ever had girls. They only had boys and then girls. The Gemara says in Malbastra, Kuf Mem Aleph, Bas Tchila, Simen Yafa Labanim. Some people have to have girls first, right? Because it's good. They help take care of the kids. Uposkos, they wouldn't have any more, right? So therefore, that was a Simen Ra for these cities. But all of these cities were destroyed by the Roman legions, the Roman Empire, when they came to attack them. Omar Ula, Lididi Chazidahu Asra, I saw that area of Termalka. It couldn't even fit 600,000 reeds. Not to forget cities. Amalei Hutzduki Rabbi Chanina, Shkure Mashkarisu. Oh, this is, the Stuki says Rabbi Chanina, your rabbis are lying. It's a very tiny place. Amalei Eretz Tzvi, Ksivba. No, Eretz Yisrael is described as the land of the deer. Ma Tzvi Zeh, Enor Machzik as Psaro. Just like this Tzvi, a deer, its skin cannot hold the flesh inside. What does that mean? It does. Rashi says, after it's skinned, and then the skin contracts, and therefore it can no longer have the flesh under it. Af Eretz Yisrael, so do Eretz Yisrael. Right, when the meat is inside the skin, so then it's fine. But only afterwards it's not. So Af Eretz Yisrael, Bezvanchi Yoshvin Alea, when the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, Ravcha, it expands, it stretches. Ubezvanchi Yoshvin Alea, Gamda. And when they're not in it, Gamda, it looks smaller, it contracts. And that's what we daven for. We daven when we go to the Kotel today, when we go to the Yerushalayim, when there are thousands of Jews, we feel it's squeezy and squishy. But when Mashiach comes, it's going to expand. We're going to have enough room for millions of Jews in Yerushalayim. What we daven for so deeply. Rav Minyomi bar Chilkiya, Rav Chilkiya bar Tuvia, Rav Huna bar Chi, Avi Yasvi Gabi Adadi. They were sitting all together. Amri, they said, if anybody knows anything about this certain type of village, this certain village in Mitzrayim, let him say. So they each knew something. They each knew something amazing about this village in Mitzrayim. So Patachai min Avi Amar once said, this story happened. Maisa baris barusaso. Shinishbu the Beno of Tekochavim. There was a engaged couple. There were captured by the goyim. Vihisum zelazeh. And they married them. They put them together. Amrolo. And she said, Bevakasha mimchal tigabi. And the woman said to the man, they were already married. Ar Eresin. But she said, don't touch me. She'ein li ksuba mimcha. I don't have a ksuba. And we're not allowed to have it. We're not allowed to live together. We know a ksuba is not a marriage license. The couple is married even without a ksuba, but there's an issur d'rabbanan to live together without a ksuba. And therefore, the woman says, I don't have a ksuba, and therefore, please don't touch me. All the achronim wonder, why couldn't he figure out a way to give her a ksuba? Designate, be matfis metaltolin, be matfis somewhere else. Why couldn't he have done that? So all the achronim say, well, maybe because they were taken captive, and komasha kana kana eved kana bal, and therefore he had nothing. He couldn't give her anything as a ksuba. The Marsha also discusses, what about Sheva Brachas? Right, if without Kalab Lo Bracha, Asur Lo Baila Kenida, maybe there were the 10 Jews, they could have done Sheva Brachas there. But either way, this is what he said. She said, don't touch me. Velo Nagaba Ad Yom Oso. And they didn't touch until he died. Ukishemes, and when he died, Amra Lahan Siftu Lazeh. She says, give this guy a big hasbid. She Pitbeit Be Yitzro Yosem Yosef. He was Mefatbeit. He controlled. Right, Rashi. Zilzel beYitzro, velo chashavo, Elanis gaber alav. He lowered his Yitzer, and even more than Yosef. Why? Deilu beYosef lo havi alachadashaita. Yosef with Eishes Potifar was one moment. V'hai kol yoma v'yoma. This guy did it every single day, my husband. Veilu Yosef lav b'chadamita. And Yosef, they weren't lying in the same bed. They didn't go to sleep on the same bed every night. V'hai b'chadamita. And my husband slept right next to me. There was only one bed in the cell. Veilu Yosef lav ishto. V'ha ishto. And this was even my wife and my husband. And therefore, give him a good hesped, says this woman. That's the first story that they have from this village in Mitzrayim. Pasachida Fiyama. The next rabbi said, well, I also have one. Maisavamdu arbaim modios bedinar. The price was 40 modios for a dinar. And then what happened? Nechsar hashar modia achas. The tfuah, the price went up. they can only get less for the same price. Batku, they searched, and they said there must be some aveira that's going on in this city, that if the price went up for basic needs. Ubatku matsu avu benosha bo al naram orasa biyamakipurim, they found a terrible aveira was committed. They viyam lebezdim besiklum, they did their homework, and they got rid of yata ramikir becha. Right, and amazing, they got rid, they didn't want that stain on their record. The Chazar HaShalom Komo, and then the price went back to what it was. Pasachidach V'yamar, and the third one said, Ma'isa ba'adam echad, shenathaniya v'ishto lagarsha. There was a man who wanted to divorce his wife. This is the Gittin connection. V'haisa ksubasa maruba, and the ksuba, it was a very big ksuba. Ma'asa, see, he didn't want to divorce her and have to pay the ksuba. So he had to figure out a way to divorce her and not pay the ksuba. So ma'asa, what did he do? Halach v'zimei neshesh binav, v'he'achilon, v'hishkon, shichron, v'hishkivan al-mita achas. What did he do? He brought his good friends, he got them all drunk, and he laid them down on the same bed where his wife was. V'hevi loban beitz, and he brought some liquid of an egg, which is the same color as shich v'zera, v'hitol b'neyem, he threw it on the bed, v'hemilan edin, and then he brought edim, and he made up a story that maybe they were with his wife. Ubala Bezdin, and he wanted to divorce his wife without having to pay the ksuba. But there was an older rabbi from the Talmidim of Shammai. Ubaba ben Buta Shemo. Baba ben Buta. Many fascinating stories in Shas about Baba ben Buta. Amar Lahen. Baba Buta says, Kachva Kubalni. They must have smelled something fishy. Kachva Kubalni Mishame Azaki. And I have a Misora. Loven Beitza Soli Min Ha'avir. If it's an egg, then it congeals when it's put next to fire. Veshech Vazera Zoche Min Ha'or. And Shech Vazera melts when it comes close to fire. Batku Masu Kidvarev. And they found out. And it was an egg. It wasn't Shech Vazera. Ve'viyu Lebezdin. Ve'hilkuhu. Ve'ikvu Ksuba. They brought the man to court, they whipped him for making up a whole story, and they made him get divorced and gave her the whole ksuba. So we have these three amazing stories from this town. So Amalei Abayler of Yosef. So why was this city destroyed? If they were so righteous. Amalei, unbelievable line. They were righteous in Mitzrayim, that village. But what's the problem? Mishum delo i'abol al Yerushalayim. They weren't Misabel on Yerushalayim. They thought where they were was great. This is it. This is Gullus. And we're fine in Gullus. Dechsiv, Simcho es Yerushalayim v'giluba, kolo aveha, sisu itam masos, kol ha-misablim aleha. Whoever mourns for it will be zoche to have the simcha. But if we don't think that Yerushalayim is the center of where we're supposed to be, if we don't think that Eretz Yisrael is the place, so then that is a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to forget Yerushalayim and not be Misabel on Yerushalayim. There is the biting formulation of the Meshech Chachma. It's a famous line of the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bechukosai in Perek. What Perek is this in? This is Perek Hava Pasik Memdalit on the Pasik. Where he quotes that there in Galus, he talks about even if we do a lot of mitzvos, right, we have to make sure that we don't forget Yerushalayim. Says the Meshech Chachma. Let me just find the spot. Yivaker barayon kozei v'esasher enchilu avoseinu yisheir chadashot. People forget history and the Yachshov ki Berlin. Ki Yerushalayim. That's the Meshech Chachma writing before World War II. Yachshov ki Berlin hi Yerushalayim. Ukemekul kalin shebahem asitem. Kemesukanim lo asitem. Az yavo Rachman al-Aslan. He says Hashem doesn't like it when people stay in Galus and forget Yerushalayim. Az yavo ruach so'ev sa'ar. Ya'akar oso migiz'o yanicheu l'goy me'rachok. Asher olam ar l'shono yada ki uger. And a Jew will ultimately know that he is a ger. Ubetil tulo yishkach toraso omko pipulo v'sham yenuach ma'at. Etc. So that is the Meshech Chachma in Bechukosah, as it says here, and we have to realize that until we have a Beis HaMikdash, where we have to be in Avelos, we have to realize that Yerushalayim is the center of our existence. Okay, let's continue. Now we get to the third one. We had Kamsa Bar Kamsa, then we had the Tarnagolta. Now we get to the third one. Ashasha the Rispak Chariv Beitar. Because of a side of a carriage, Beitar was destroyed. So what's this story? By the way, keep in mind, somebody that we mentioned on Daf Beis maybe, or other times, it's not a coincidence that certain sections of Agadata are in certain Mesechtes. Why is Churban Beis HaMikdash all in Gittin? Because it was a divorce. Hashem divorced us and threw us out. He's going to take us back. He promised he has to. But we have to realize we were thrown out, we were not loyal, and therefore we have to earn his trust back. Okay. Ashaka the Rizbach, Harabetar, Dahavi, Dihiki, there was a minog. Kiavi Misalid, Yinuka, whenever a boy was born, Shatli Arza, they planted a cedar tree. Yinuksa, a girl, Shatli Turnisa, they planted a pine tree. Fakavi Minsevi, and when they got married, when they got older, Kaitzi Luhuva, Abdu Ganada, they made a chuppah out of the trees. Yomachad Havika Chalfa, Barti the Kesar, one time the daughter of the Caesar was passing by an orchard. Isparshika the Rispak, one of the walls of her carriage broke, Katsu Ars of Ailula. So they cut, there was a cedar tree there, they cut it down and they used it. And the people saw, they're like, what are you doing with these trees? It's supposed to be for so-and-so. Asu Nafalaya Machunhu, same thing, they attack them. Asu Amrile Lekesar, Mardubucha Yudai. Asa Alaya, they tell the Caesar that their Jews are rebelling. It was totally, they weren't thinking about what their actions would lead to, and he came and attacked them. So now we get to more Eicha and more of the destruction. Famous story coming up. God Abachariaf, call Karen Yisrael. All high points of Israel were cut down. Amar Bzeira, Amar Biva, Amar Yochanan. Elu Shmonim Elef Karni Melchama. There's a reference to the 80,000 Karni Melchama. The officers, they held Kronos in their hand. Shenichlusu Lakrach Beitar, Bishashalach Duha, that came into Beitar when they attacked it. Vaharguba Anashim, Vinashim Vitaf, and they killed everybody. They massacred Beitar. Achalach Doma Vinafaliyama Gadol, till their blood flowed all the way to the Mediterranean. Shema Toba Krova Haisa Rechoka Haisamil. It wasn't so close. Tanya Blazir Agadol Omesh Neginachalim Ishma Bikas Yadayim. There's two rivers that go out in the valley of Yadayim. It went out two sides, like two hands. Echan Moshech Elach, Echan Moshech Elach. The Shiru Chachamim. Shnei Chalakim Ayim Vechadam. And at that time, the Chachamim estimated that it was 2/3 water and 1/3 blood. Unbelievable amount of death. For 7 years, the Ovdei Kochavim did not have to put fertilizer in their fields because the blood of the Jews fertilized the fields for them. One of the elders of Jerusalem told me, Bibikazu, Harag Nuvuzradon. Now we're getting into Nuvuzradon. Harag Nuvuzradon. Says the Gemara, Harag Nevuzradon, Rav Tabachim, Masayim, Va'achas, Esrei Ribo. Nevuzradon killed 200, altogether it's basically 2,110,000, right? Millions of Jews. Ubi Yerushalayim, Harag Tishim, Va'arba Ribo, Aleven Achas, all in one spot of Nevuzradon, right? The officer of Nebuchadnezzar. This is going back to Mikdash Rishon. Achalach Daman, Benagam, Adamashel Zachariah, until their blood connected to Zachariah's blood. Zachariah, who was killed in the Azara, Rashi says. Lakayim Ashenera, Vedamim, Badamim Nagau. What's the story? Here's the story. We have a whole kina about this on Tisha B'Av. Ashkech, as we said last time, right? These are the Gemaras that you can learn even on Tisha B'Av. Ashkech Ledame de Zachariah Davis Kamarasach. Let's just do the Pashas of the Gemara first. He walks in to the base of Mikdash and he sees this blood boiling on the floor. The Sulik, boiling and bubbling. Vomer Mayai, Asa Vizradin, what is this? Amrule, Dam Zvachim Dishtapach. Oh, it's some blood of Karbanas that got spilled out. Icy, Dami Velo Idmi. He brought some blood, compared it, and it didn't. Wasn't the same. Amaloi Amrituli Mutav. If you tell me the truth, fine. Vilav Masriknala Bisraichu Bin Misrake de Parzle. I'm going to comb your flesh with metal combs. Amrile, they see they have no choice. Mane Melcha. What can we tell you? Neviya Haviban. We had a Navi. We had a prophet. Davika Muchachlon. Bebila Deshmaya. They used to give us Musar. Kamina ni Laveva Kaslina Le, and we killed him. Valkama Shrin de Lokanayach Dame. It's been years that his blood has not rested. Amar Lahu says, Nevuzradon, Ana, Mephaisinale. I will appease the blood. And he started killing. I see Sanejikadolav, Sanejikatana, Katilavi. Killed the biggest Rabbanim of the time. Rahmanal Islam, Valonach. The blood didn't stop boiling. Bachurim ubasulos, katali lave. He killed boys and girls. Falonach, didn't stop. Aisi tinoko shabes rabban. He brought young little babies. Katali lave falonach. Nothing. He killed everybody. Amarle. Says of Azradon, to the blood, Zacharia, Zacharia, Tovim Shebahemi Badatem. I already killed the best ones. Nichalachad Abdinu Lakulu. You want me to kill everybody? When am I going to stop? Kida Amarle Hachinach. When he said that, it stopped. Stop there for a moment. The Maharal here says a little more, I don't know if it's Pshuto or Drash, but he says, I don't think the blood was boiling. What it was is that he came in, maybe the blood was on the floor, but he figured out whose blood it was, or rather, he asked the Jews, why do you think you're so Ra'ui, and you're going to be killed so badly? Why are such tragedies happening to you? Why is Hashem letting me do this to you? And they say, they try to make up a story, we weren't makbid about Hilchos Karbanos, that's what it means, it's a dam kachim, and he says, no. He compared it, what does he mean compared it? He thought about it, and he realized that that can't be the reason why Hashem's bringing such onish on you. So they have ultimately admit, so he says, really? So I'm going to start being mevakesh, the nekama, for him, and he kills and kills and kills and kills, until then he thinks to himself, maybe, should I kill everything? Should I kill everybody? That's what it means. Doesn't mean he saw the blood stop boiling. Pirish hayim mishaer shekfar noach ve'enam avakish nekama kashenoach li boshon of Izradan. It means that he came to the realization that this must be enough. V'lo hayim avakish lishpoch dam yoser b'pnei she'enam avakish yovad olam kulo. Doesn't want that. But then what happened? Let's look back to the story. Second wide line. B'yahi shaita at that moment. Hear her tshuva b'dayte. That moment he has a hear her tshuva, even Nuvazradon, after killing millions of Jews. Omar, he says to himself, Uma im al nefesh achas kach, if for one soul so many Jews die, Hahu Gavra, the kato kolhani nishmasa, I killed. Hahu Gavra, remember we've always said, Hahu Gavra is when a person talks negatively about themselves. They say Hahu Gavra, the ana is the good in oneself, Hahu Gavra means the negative. So Gavra, the Kotel Kahani Nishmasa, Alachas Kavavakama, surely I'm going to be tortured, I'm going to be punished, I can't believe this. So what happened? Arak, he ran away, Azal Shadr Shtar Partasa Bebese, he sent a shtar to his family, what to do with his possessions, Vi'i Gayer. Unbelievable. Right? Nevuzradan, after killing all these people, being the Kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to punish us, he converted. And Tana, now we have the Brisa that appears also in Masechah Sanhedrin. Na'aman, Ger Toshav Haya, Na'aman was a Ger Toshav. Rashi says here what he says all over Shas. We had this a couple of weeks ago also. Rashi says in the second line on top, Shelo Kibel Alav Shar Mitzvos, El Avodah Zarah. He was what's called, no, not Ovid Avodah Zarah, but Ochel Nevelos. Ochel Nevelos in the Goyen HaShas here points to the Gemara Avodah Zarah Samachay, where really it's a Machlokas Tanoim. What a Ger Toshav is. But that's Na'aman. Nuvuzradon Ger Tzedekaya. Nuvuzradon was a Ger Tzedek. Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Limdu Torah Bibnei Brak. The descendants of Haman learned Torah Bibnei Brak. Where the Achronim wonder. Amalek, Mechias Amalek. Okay, gotta work that out. Mibnei Banav Shel Sisra Limdu Tinokos B'Yushalayim. Sisra, who's got a peg in his head, the Ya'el, his descendants taught children in Yerushalayim. Mi b'nei banav shal Sancherev lamdu Torah barabim. And the descendants of Sancherev taught Torah in public. Mein inun shmayev avtalyon. Who are they? Shmayev avtalyon. Hainu d'chsiv. And this whole story is a kiyam of Nasati is dama al tzachiyach sela levilti kasos. The blood was not covered up. The Maharal writes, what's the message of the descendants of these Dafka, big Rishon people, they're the ones. So the Maharal says, because these people obviously had tremendous kochos, tremendous power, and they used them, they were given a koach elyon. But later on in history, koach elyon could also be used for the good. Yesh lechalada, says the Maharal, shahar Rishayim kasher he muflogim berishus, v'yesh lam koach elyon, ein safik, Shahayala Elu Shazakar Koach Elyon. Uba Oso Koach Hayapoel Rak Masha Yupoalim Hayabatuma. Vho Koach Elyon U Rotse Bikdusha Kamosha Roil Elyonim. Valachain Af Im Eitzel Ha'avo Shahayu Rishayim. The Koach Hazeh Hayabatuma Mikamakam Hayakoach Hazeh Betara Eitzel Habanim. Valakach Hayalem Zera Kadosh. Valafiro Hayagdolim Umalamdim Torah Barabim. V'ief Shashalo Yakach. Shekol koach elyon kamo zeh, me'ez Hashem yizbarach yizbazet tzad b'china shal kedusha, and he continues. So it's not even unusual, it's natural, because the koach is in there. Next, Hakol, Kol Yaakov. Again, there's a lot more here, as we know, but these dafim are humongous and tremendous, and therefore we have to keep going. Hakol, Kol Yaakov, Vaydai Midei Esav. What is that referring to? Hakol, Ze Adrianus Kesar, Shaharag, Valadzadria, Shamitzrayim, Shishiribo, Shishiribo, Kiflayim, Kiyotim, Mitzrayim. The shuls in Alexandria, they used to have the flags there, as is described in Sukkah. But here, it's referring to that they were destroyed by one of the Caesars. Kol Yaakov, ze Aspasianus Kesas, Vespasian, Sharag Bekrach, Beitar, Arba, Meos, Ribo, Vamila, Arbas, Alafim, Ribo. Right, that's Kol Yaakov. Vahidaimi, de Esav, ze Malchus, Arisha, Sheach Riva, that's the Roman, Sheach Riva, Spetenu, Vesarfes, Echalenu, Vehigli, Sodome, Artsenu. That's one version. What else? Davar Acher Hakol Kol Yaakov Ein Lecha Tefila Shemo Elas Shein Ba Mizar Shel Yaakov. Every effective tefila has something to do with a Jew, right? The Mefarshim say, what about an Amud Aleph when the Caesar davened against the man from the south? So maybe it had to do. The man from the south himself brought his own onesh because he didn't trust in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He thought it was Kochi Votzim Yadi. But generally, any tefila that's effective is connected to the Zara of Yaakov. Vaidaimi de Esav, and the opposite. Ein lecha milchama shenotzachas. There's no war won. Shein ba mizara shel Esav, that has nothing to do with that, because that's what it says in the Torah. Every war comes from Esav. Haynu damar belazar, bishot lashon sechave. This is the punchline. This is the last line of the last two blot. Bishot lashon, with the twisting of the lashon techave, you should hide. Bichachure lashon, with the slander of lashon techave, hide. It's going back to kamsa bar kamsa, in that period. If you look in the Gra, there is a Gra quoted in a number of places. The Shemin Atov quotes it on Shavuos. Others quoted Hakol Kol Yaakov. If you look in the Torah, one kol is spelled male, one is spelled chaser. One spelled with a vav, one spelled without a vav. Why? Explains the Gra that every Jew has two kolos, a male kol and a chaser kol. A male kol is the proud kol, the full kol, the kol that we stand up for and we live to a higher standard. That's the kol of Torah. But then there's another kol of every Jew, a kol chaser, a broken kol, a lacking kol, a kol that you could only do if you feel lacking, and that is tefillah. That's tefillah, HaKol Kol Yaakov. And that's what the Pasuk also says here. That's what Yaakov. We need the koach of Torah and the koach of tefillah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Marav Vayter. My dear Sivu, what does the Pasuk mean in Al Naras Bavel? Al Naras Bavel, Shami Shavna Gamba Chinu, Bazachrein HaSiyon. On the rivers of Babylon, we sat, we cried, when we remembered Siyon Alamed, Sheher Eyu, LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaDavid. Right, David HaMelech said this to Hillel. Right, the Marsha here says that there are other titles for other people who mentioned said Prakam to Hillel, but this one was said by David. And it's Benevuah, the Churban, but the Gemara is about to say, Churban Bayis Rishon is mentioned, Churban Bayis Sheni is mentioned, says the Marshal, because it's really one big Churban. It's really one big Churban connected. Melami Sheherer, L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Davin, Churban Bayis Rishon, V'Churban Bayis Sheni, Churban Bayis Rishon, Shenema Anaras Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, Bayis Sheni, Defsid, the end of the paragraph, Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom, Yom Yerushalayim, Ha'omrim, remember Edom. Edom is Bayis Sheni, that's Rome. Remember Yom Yerushalayim, Ha'omrim, Arai Desodba, destroy it, raise it until the foundation. The Shla Kadosh is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Aleph that whenever we eat, we should remember the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Say Al Naras Bavel on a weekday and Shir HaMalos on any day when we don't say Tachrim. So for some reason, it's more the more common minog is to say Shir HaMalos, and the other half of his statement, you know, is not as common. We should be more makbid about it. You know, we're in a rush during the week, but that's what the Shla Kadosh says. The same Shla that says to say Shir HaMalos and Shabbos and Yantif says to say Al Naras Bavel during the week. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'Tema Rebbe Ami V'Ami Lama Masisa Tana. We are now to the bottom of the Amud. We're going to have five ideas that flow from the one pasuk. So first, Ma'isa B'Dalad Meos Yeladim V'Yalados, famous story, 400, the next two are famous, right, 400 children, 400 boys and girls, Shenishbu L'Kalon, they were captured to be used for a disgrace. The boys for Mishkav Zachar, the girls were just going to be used for Pilagshim or Zonos, Hirgishu Ba'asman L'mahim is Bakshim, and they realized why they have been taken. Amru, they said, Im Anu Tovin Bayam, Anu Bar L'Chayi Ha'olam Haba, they were wondering, if we jump off and commit suicide, will we go to Olam Haba? Darash Lena Gadol Shemahem, the oldest one, the biggest one, said, I think so. Amar Hashem, The pasuk says, "Amar Hashem mi Bashan Ashiv Ashiv mi Msulos Yam." So they darshan mi Bashan Ashiv mi Bein Shine Aryeh, from between the teeth of the lion, Ashiv mi Msulos Yam. I will return you from the depths of the sea, Elusha Tovin Bayam. Kivet Shalmu Yaldos Ka Kapsu Kulam Anavu Toch Hayam. The girls jumped in. Nasu Yiladim Kavachar Baatzman. The boys then darshan the Kavachomer. The Yamru Umah Halalusha Darkan Lakach. If the girls, who they, the danger for them was to have Bia Kedarka, Kach Anu, they want us for Mishkav Zachar. They also jumped in. Hashem, for you were killed every day. That's the first meaning, remez, in that pasuk. Tosfos here and the poskim discuss, were they allowed to do this? Right, we're not supposed to let, like Rechiba Tradion, let the person kill me, I shouldn't do it. So Tosfos says, well, maybe here they were worried about suffering, and suffering might be even worse. Other answers to the question, we discussed in Navi Shir regarding Shaul HaMelech, is, are you ever allowed to commit suicide to prevent a Chilul Hashem, to prevent other things? Rav Yehuda Amar, next pshat. Rav Yehuda says maybe it's based on, it's alluding to this story. In the Yalkut, the story is about a woman named Miriam and her seven sons. In Josephus, it's about Chana and her seven sons. Here in the Gemara, no name is given. Zu Isha v'shiva baneha. Asyua kamal l'kami t'kesar. They're brought in front of the Caesar one by one. Amrule placha avodas kochavim, bow down to avodas zara. Amar luhu, the first son says, ksiv betar anochi Hashem alokecha, afku ava katzula, they took him out and killed him. Vasyo leidach lakami de kesar. Number two. Amr le flach levaris kachavim. Amr lukas batora lo yelach alim achirim apanai. Sorry, afkuv vekatzluha. Asu leidach. They brought the third one out. Amr le flach levaris kachavim. Amr lukas batora zoveach lo Elohim yacharam. Right, you can't sacrifice to other gods. Afkuv vekatzluha. Asu leidach. They broke out the next one. Amr le flach levaris kachavim. Amr lukas batora lo sishtach velo achir. Afkuv vekatzluha. One by one, Rachman leitzlan. Asu leidach. Amr le flach levaris kachavim. Amr lehu kasabat orashma yisrael Hashem alkin Hashem echad. Afku avakatzluah. Asyu leidach. We're getting to the end. Amru leh. Plach avarez kochavim. Everyone, Amr lehu kasabat Torah. V'yadata hayom ha'shivosa el vavecha ki Hashem hu alokim. V'ashrayim imal v'yalais mitachas einod. Sorry, we can't do it. Afku avakatzluah. Asyu leidach. Amr leh plach avarez kochavim. They say, bow down. Amr lehu kasabat Torah. It's Hashem ha'amarta. Hashem designated us for gomer. Hashem ha'amircha hayom. Kfar nishban elagadish baruch hu, she'en onu mavir noso, bekel acher, we're not going to change him. Vavu nishbalon, when he swore to us, she'en mavir osan, abu macheres. Amr leh kesar. Ishti lechal kushpanka. You know what? I'm just going to throw down my signet ring. V'gachin v'shakle, and bow down and give it to me. Ki echa de lemrus, the people at least will say, kabla leh harmana de malka. He has accepted the authority of the king, Amalei, but there was an avodah zara on it. Chaval alecha kesar, chaval alecha kesar. Woe to you! You're so worried about your covid. Al tfodatz b'chakach, al kodah kodesh baruch alachas kama v'kama. I'm not budging. Afkul lemikdalei, they brought him out to kill him. Amra lehu ime. On the way out, his mother said, of these seven boys, Yahavu anile, let me give him to me. V'in shekei perta, give him a little kiss before he's killed. Amr lo banai. She says to this last one, go, luchu imru la Avraham avichem. Go tell Avram Avinu. Ata akadta mizbeach echad ve'ani akadi shiva mizbechos. I gave seven karbanas. Afi also lagag v'nafla v'mesa. She went and jumped off a roof. She lost it. Yotza baskal v'yamra. Aim habanim smecha. That is number two reference of kialecha ragnu kolayom. In the Seder Hadoros, they write that maybe this woman is a Gilgal of the mother of Avram Avinu, Amatlai. So maybe that's what she was saying, it's connected. But all the Achron and the Marsha here and the Eitz Yosef, there's a gorgeous Eitz Yosef in the Ein Yaakov. Why didn't they all just quote the same pasuk? Just say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why dafka they quote a different pasuk each time? So he goes through that really the Caesar was, it's a process. First he said, deny God. No, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, fine. He said, you're not going to admit to that, so at least deny Achdus Hashem. No, Lielach Elohim Achirim. Okay, deny Hashgacha. Okay, deny Shituf. Deny, little by little, he asked them about something else and they kept rejecting it. At the end he says, but God has forsaken you. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Hashem HaMarta. No, Hashem loves us. He goes through every one unbelievably. finishing up, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, what is the pasuk referring to of Alecha Ho Ragnu, or Moser Nefesh, Amar Zumila Shinitna Bishmini, Brismila, right, one of the mitzvahs, the Gemara says elsewhere that we're Moser Nefesh throughout the generations for the mitzvah Brismila. Rishim Alakish Omar, Elu Tamidah Chachamim, Shemarin Hilchashchita Ba'atzman. It's Tamidah Chachamim who practice Hilchashchita on themselves. They put their knife to their neck to test out the sharpness. And it's the Marsha says they're al tiftach pel satan. You shouldn't do that. Da amar Rava komili lechzi inish benafshe. You could try anything on yourself. Bar mishchita v'davar acher, except for shchita and saras. Don't show saras on yourself either. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, the fifth idea learned out from Ki Alecha, elu tamidei chachamim shememisen atzman al divrei Torah. Tamidei chachamim or kill themselves for Torah. Kidder of Shimon Lakish, Dermer Shimon Lakish, Ain't of Vitor Miss Kaiman, Elabimisha, Mamis Atzma Alehan, you have to kill yourself for it. Shenamar Zosatara Adam, Kiyamus Ba'oel Vagomer. Obviously, a lot to say about Talmud Torah and being Mamis Atzmo, but not for now. Okay, we'll stop here.